This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
I miss that smell.
What smell?
Chicken with Captain Crunch on it.
You know, the floor seems like it's up higher. It seems like we're sitting higher.
No longer tilted.
It's not tilted to one side anymore. I don't understand. And there's more light in here.
Oh, we kid.
And there's more oxygen in here.
That's more sunlight.
And plus, you know that group of skinheads that's always meeting out front during the station?
Where are they?
Yeah, during our show. They're not here today.
Right. It's wonderful. We don't have the picketers.
Anyway, happy day off, Robbie. Yeah.
Yes.
But Robbie didn't want us to do the show without his influence.
Very good.
He was called me last night. Yeah, Rob got the day off today. Calls me last night, and he's in his Green Acres box set.
Yes, I heard about this.
And he said,
he always finds something to watch.
Have you ever seen the episode of Green Acres where Oliver, that's the guy, the character.
Eddie name, Arnold.
Right. Where Eddie Arnold, well, Oliver is talking about wetbacks.
Oh, dear.
And I said, no, I'm not. And he said, let me shoot it to you in an email.
My God.
Here we go.
It all started out peacefully enough. I went into the drugstore store to buy you a present.
Where is it?
I didn't get it.
Why not?
Well, I didn't have time. I got this letter from Brad Wingate, and the next thing I know, they're all trying to convince me to stay. And finally, when I said I would, all of a sudden they got suspicious. And they accused me of everything from counterfeiting to smuggling wetbacks.
God, he finds it.
Green Acres.
If it's to be found, he finds it.
I am going to go straight to a psychiatrist and get some therapy.
That will be good for your back.
It's not my back that hurts. It's my come in.
What's wrong with your come in?
There's nothing wrong with my... Mr. Douglas, these fellers have something to say to you. Go ahead, Haney.
Mr. Douglas, I'm sorry. It's my fault.
Mr. Douglas.
Was suspicious of you.
And we're sorry because we listened to him.
Yes, Mr. Douglas, we know you didn't do no counterfeiting, no whiskey making, no wet bagging.
Yeah, we know you're an American backbone just like us.
Mr. Douglas.
Mr. Kimball.
I've seen some of those dollar bills you make, and they're not very good.
Have you been drinking your soil testing solution?
How many wetbacks you got in the barn?
Oh, my God. My goodness.
What a show.
He sits there and watches those shows,
yes,
doesn't
he?
In their entirety.
He does. He catches them.
And then he finds something, and it gives him great joy.
This, I'm not quite sure where we got this from. We're just going to open with a couple of random tapes today.
Okay.
Not sure where we got this from. This is from YouTube. Somebody was playing it on a TV show, so it has a laugh track to it, but it's a real phone call of a guy calling QVC.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
While they're selling Dell computers, and basically all the guy says is, they're great because I watch porn on them.
And, of course, they're going to be happy and peppy because
right.
They're trying to sell.
So keep in mind, you're listening to something that's already been viewed. So the laugh track
right.
is from the TV show or whatever we sold this from.
Very good.
But anyway, it's worth a listen.
How about QVC? Welcome into our 18th anniversary. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Randy.
Hey, Randy, how you doing?
Hi, Randy.
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're all right. Where are you calling from, Randy?
I'm calling from Dover, Delaware.
So it's almost 2 o'clock in the morning where you are.
It's the only time I have alone with my new Dell, and I love it.
Thank you.
Great. What kind of things are you using your Dell for, Randy?
Well, mostly personal use, like porno.
Oh.
Yeah, a lot of porno. It's, these Dells are great for porno.
Awesome. We don't guarantee that.
Well, I guarantee it, and I got the porno to prove it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Randy.
I'll see you guys later. I'm going to get back to my porno.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, porno.
All right. We got his.
It's hard to hear with the applause, but the guy says, okay, I got to get back to my porno. Okay, I'm going to get back to my porno.
He just throws porno in there as many times as he said, and I got the porno to prove
That's
it.
That's great.
I love that.
Larry?
What the bleep happened here?
I don't know.
Oh, wow. Loud Larry.
What the bleep happened here?
Hi.
Why men's rooms?
Good question.
Why do you favor rape?
What the bleep happened here?
Why?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
What the bleep happened here? Why do you favor rape?
I like rape.
Oh, stop it.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
No.
Leave Britney alone.
No. You screw me one more time, I'll squeeze your nuts till you're dead.
Yeah. Hey, Oprah, what did you think this morning when you woke up, baby?
This morning I woke up and I had a little tingle.
Oh. Oh, there it is.
Mommy boobies.
Is that for Oprah?
Mommy boobies.
Don't forget, you know what mommy boobies leads to? Mommy boobies.
Mommy boobies.
Leads to...
foot glorious goo.
For some people it does, yes.
It looks like baby vomit.
Thank you, Gordon.
Well, sometimes it does. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, Chongo!
Chongo!
Yeah, hit him again. Hit him again.
And before we start the show, a word from our sponsor.
You know, if you were to follow a busy doctor as he makes his daily round of calls, you'd find yourself having a mighty busy time keeping up with him.
Right.
Time out, for many men of medicine, usually means just long enough to enjoy a cigarette.
There it is.
And because they know what a pleasure it is to smoke a mild, good-tasting cigarette,
yes,
they're particular about the brand they choose.
Sure. Wow.
In a repeated national survey, doctors in all branches of medicine, doctors in all parts of the country,
all of them, all doctors,
what cigarette do you smoke, doctor?
Wetbacks.
Once again, the brand named most was Camel.
Camel.
Yes. According to this repeated nationwide survey, more doctors smoke Camels
back
than
when they
any
weren't targeting kids.
Why not change to Camels?
Why not?
For the next 30 days.
Yeah,
and see what a difference it makes in your smoking enjoyment.
Back
see
when
how
they...
Camels agree with your throat. See
back...
how
oh,
mild
shut up,
and
you.
Good tasting a cigarette can be.
He keeps going.
That's back when they targeted doctors instead of kids.
I feel like sometimes I'm just surrounded by a whole lot of dumb people.
Yeah! Holly, baby.
Just suck that honey down. Good
yeah.
stuff.
Oh,
something stinks like stale French fries.
Peter North.
Yeah, there he is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, lots of time.
Woo! I think he like 10 to 12 times at one point.
Guess how big it is? It's the size of a stick of butter.
Wow.
Why do you favor rape?
What the bleep happened here?
I like
all
that.
Right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
This morning I woke up and I had a little tingle.
Yeah, there it is. Look in her eyes. There's the tingle.
What the bleep happened here?
Yeah, what went on?
Hi, Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Hi, everybody.
Hello. Hi, everybody. Welcome.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
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 You got it, little brains. Don and Mike show Friday. And in case you didn't hear in the middle of the noise there, did we even play the phone thing?
No, I don't think we did.
Well, let's do that then.
Let's pick a phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
There you go.
You know that tape you played of the doctors, that's an old tape, right? An ancient tape with
it's brand new, Mike.
It's 1950s or so. You'd have to really be an idiot to smoke nowadays. You'd have to be a real moron to smoke cigarettes. Cigarettes back then, you know, nobody knew that they could kill you.
Doctors loved them.
Doctors just hooved them down, pack after pack. Now they're safe.
Now they're totally,
they've been corrected.
That's right.
They've been corrected and they're safe now.
The smokeless cigarette, check it out.
These taste like ass.
What's the name of that goddamn HBO movie?
Barbarians at the
Gate. That's it.
With the multi-talented James Garner.
Huh. You're telling me that they smell like a fart and
right.
They taste like S.
Well, how do you like that? I'm not going to be able to market these things. They taste like S. I'm about to kick your butt across the state line with my cigarettes.
Just getting ready for a do.
Well, we're just thrilled that you called us first, Ross. That's a great movie. If you ever get to see it, if they ever put it on again.
Ross, I hate to be piggy, but I was wondering if my firm could handle the PR.
I was saving that for dessert. There you go. We're just rich people flying around in private jets.
Pow! What's that? Henry Kravitz over there shooting at something.
From KKR.
Yeah,
we'll use Peter Cohen. Just doing a charity, you know,
do. You know Peter Cohen, the boy from Animal House. We'll give him a serious role in this movie, Ross.
Yes, yes, one of his few obscure little roles that he had since Animal House, Ross. Very excited. We're very, very, this is terribly exciting news.
I'm wearing a Superman, so where does he put his wallet?
I think he has people carry it. And then, of course, there are the other brothers that wear the cowboy outfits. I forgot what their names were.
Hold on.
I'm trying to think, and Barbarian's at the gate.
It's Teddy somebody and his brother
That's
somebody.
That's right. Teddy is his name.
And they're from a company in Boston, from LL something in Boston.
That's right. And they all want to do the merger. Yes, Ross, they all want to do the merger, and then it all falls to crap.
Just one time, I'd like to take a pee without hearing Tom Brokaw talk about it on the evening news.
Great, yes, moment. That's Ross. I don't even know Ross's last name in that. F. Ross Johnson.
Valerie.
And now I know what the F and F. Ross Johnson stands for.
That's right. That's the guy that didn't like his little merger plan. We're talking about Barbarians at the Gate, story of big business mergers.
How about when his hot as balls wife takes off that Atlanta Falcons shirt?
Yeah.
And you see those nice mommy boobies?
She's a little hottie. Serious little hottie.
Why don't you help me off with my boots, cowboy?
Well, I'd like to do that right now.
Mommy boobies.
Mommy boobie. Let me see mommy boobie. Mommy boobie right now.
I can't believe those women. You know what one of them does? They limit themselves to only one Oreo cookie a day. Well, darling, with their basketball boobs and their whatever he says about their asses.
Just crawl into bed next to me right now, even though I'm right at that. And when that was made several years ago, many moons ago, he was right at that borderline. You know, you were kind of going, gross.
He was right at the edge. At least he doesn't take his shirt off in that movie in Barbarians at the Gate. James Garner we're talking about.
And James Garner doesn't take his shirt off in the Sally Field movie either, which and he's very borderline in that one. But then again, so is Sally Field.
You know, James Garner, as timely as today's Stop and Go headline,
sure.
I was reading something about Steve Smith. From your Carolina Panthers.
Right.
His four all-time favorite movies it's the usual predictable stuff. It's like Gladiator.
Right.
Braveheart. Mm-hmm. And then some movie called The Notebook.
Really?
And that's a movie that came out recently with James Garner.
And that was nominated, I think, last year.
It was nominated as the biggest tampon movie of the year, I think.
Superb chick flick, I believe. I didn't get a chance to see it.
No.
That's nice that the NFL players show their sensitive side. At least, is he related to Jerry Smith?
Jerry Smith, you mean the gay tight end from the Washington Redskins?
Yeah, Steve Smith.
No, it's a very common name, Mike.
Oh, really? Okay.
The common name.
Steve Smith and the Nakeds.
Are we going to play the Smith game?
We're maybe going to play the Steve Smith game.
Well, then there's another Steve Smith receiver in the NFL for the Giants, I think, Steve Smith.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, if he's an NFL player, that would count.
And what about Stephen A. Smith from ESPN?
You're kidding.
That annoying guy.
You know, I really thought I could trump you on that one, but you're king of the Smiths. I can't come up with any more Steve Smiths.
King of the Steven Smiths. King of the Steve Smiths.
Steve Smith.
If only Rob was here, I'm king of the SS.
What makes a Nazi?
And
how does he get that way?
Greetings to all the Steve Smiths out there that might be listening right now.
A couple of things first. I'll throw this out. Why is it? These are just random thoughts.
All right.
Okay?
Sure.
At a red light. Hi, everybody. Lay King Lay's thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Random thoughts. At a red light today.
Deep thoughts.
It was a red light that really was long enough. I timed it an entire long version of a song, like 6 minutes long.
Wow.
And the light did not cycle through.
Was it the kind of red light where you thought it was stuck? Were you actually at a certain point think that maybe something's wrong with the cycle?
No, there were enough cars that apparently were not flipping out that let me know that this was just a regular traffic cycle. It was an extremely long thing. And I had been following a guy, not following him, but I had been on this highway behind a guy in what I guess would be like a 1960s Porsche.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Right.
It looked like a nice little car, and it had the kind of tags that indicate it's an antique vehicle.
It's got the little narrow tag on it.
Yeah, and the guy driving it was an older guy with gray hair, and he had a baseball hat on. He wasn't bothering anybody. He was driving along in his little car.
Probably enjoying himself. Beautiful Friday.
Yeah.
Nice little Friday.
And as I sat behind this guy, because we were at a light that just was not moving, and incidentally the traffic was moving the other way, like so that the other people were getting a green light.
Light had changed 8 minutes earlier for the other people.
Yeah, they might as well have been playing Horn for Cash. Anyway, in the time that we were sitting there, two other Porsches came in the opposite direction.
Were they of the antique variety?
No, they were both new ones.
Right.
And both of the guys, because the traffic was moving slowly, we were stopped. It's one of those construction zones, and then the light that screws things up. What happened was, I guess, like a dump truck had backed in the middle of the road during one time when the light was green, so it was double backed up.
Right.
We're just sitting there, and other people are moving by the other way. And I noticed the first guy come by. The first guy come by, Mike.
First guy, he come by. I seen him good.
In his fancy car, in his fancy new Porsche.
Better watch out. You'll sound like Chicken from Survivor.
And he gives this to the other guy. He gives that cool guy.
The Porsche look?
The point. The cool guy point. And it doesn't bother me. I catch it. But because both of these cars are convertible.
Okay.
So the old guy's in a convertible, and the guy in the new car that's coming at us, and he's going slow enough.
Both with the tops down.
Both with the tops down.
Right.
And as he goes by, you see him go, bingo.
Hey, you're driving one too.
Now, at this point, the old man, God bless him, he doesn't give the guy.
Doesn't acknowledge him.
The old thing back. So we're still sitting there. About three more minutes go by, and I notice here comes another one.
Now, right.
Here comes another Porsche.
Another convertible?
Another convertible Porsche. It's a nice day.
Yeah.
Wow. A lot of convertibles out.
All right.
And as this guy comes by, he does the double on the high beams because he's going slow enough, and he gives the old guy one of these.
Is it like one of the guys driving the new one, acknowledging the classic one that he's driving? Do you think that's what it is? Or is it Porsche to Porsche?
See, here's what I don't know. First off, it's queer to do that. It's just... It's Jesus Christ. You're already driving a car that indicates you got some penis issues. You know, and it's like you're waving at everybody else out there. No offense to anyone in this room who might drive one, Mike.
Jesus.
At least in this particular case. Well, Mike, hold on.
I don't have a convertible.
Hold on. When you pass someone.
I'll show you exactly what I do. Just so you know.
Please.
All right? Just so when I'm driving and I see another Porsche on the road, this is, you know, it's nothing over the top. I'll look at the person that's coming in the other way, and I'll take my index finger. And then I run it across my tongue like this. I go, yeah. Rub my left eyebrow, and then shoot. Like, cock the gun and then shoot.
Point
it.
And shoot with your finger.
That's what I do. And it works really if you're going slow. So
is it kind of a tribute?
If you're in a Porsche, you're coming towards me, it would be like this. I'm driving along.
Is it a kind of a tribute to Tom Hanks when he did that skating thing on Saturday Night Live?
I'm not long for my vehicle. I'm getting rid of that car. I am not. I'm not going to be part of that family anymore.
So anyway, I don't know why it bothers me, but hats off, literally hats off to this old man who was in, like I said, a late.
So both people he doesn't acknowledge.
No, the second one. Let me finish here because this is the best part. I got off track there. The second guy comes rolling by, and gives him the high beams, and also gives him the. Like a double figured salute, like you would to a lieutenant or a commander or something.
Right.
The old guy. All I see is the hat come off the head, and he's waving the hat. He's mad. He's mad.
What, he's mad at the guy acknowledging him?
What?
I believe so.
Really? Like, hey, knock it off with the whole Porsche thing.
Now, this is all to me pantomime. I can't hear any sound.
Yeah.
Not that there is any sound.
The second gesture I give normally is the Karnak Swami salute.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where you touch your forehead and then you rotate it down like this. You know, Mecca Lecca Hi, Mecca Heidi Ho. And then, at the same time, I'm searching for how small my penis is.
But generally speaking, isn't that bad karma? Not that I'm a believer in that, but or isn't that just kind
the
of...
The only place it's not bad karma is when you're on your bike.
Isn't it a dick move, though? Okay, and I would... Mike, you know what?
On your bike, you got to do it.
I agree, because there's someone that's
It's a fraternity.
Someone living the life, and you're probably, at the very least, saying... Let's make sure that these cars look out for us and I'm looking out for
you. You know, you're a biker, I'm a biker, you know, you acknowledge that. And, of course, when you're a new biker, you have to master the art, especially if you're going, say, 60, 65 miles an hour. You know, suddenly in your thought process is the fact that you're going to be taking one hand off the handlebars. And you know what the biker one is? The biker one is the down low.
It's down low,
right?
Yeah.
It's the down low one. Yeah.
Now, you know, coincidentally, you don't see... Here's a nice car.
So you were happy with the old man in front of you for not getting caught up in that.
I love it. Now, I don't know if he was having some type of epileptic fit.
Do you think he was... It sounds to me like he was perhaps mocking the person coming in the other direction.
He had...
But he was like, oh, okay, goofball.
It was very Andy Rooney-ish.
Yeah. Right.
Do you remember that one time we saw Andy Rooney, and we sent Bart or Robbie or somebody over to yell at him at a Super Bowl, and all he do is throw his hand up in the air and go, too many.
Too many. Kind of a combination of wave, but you're pushing. You're actually physically pushing people away. Is that what he was doing?
Yeah, it was great. It was the old man doing that.
Get out of here.
And why is it that guys with cars like that, like, for instance, you see a car like a Toyota Avalon. That's a nice car.
Right.
That's a nice, expensive car that's got a lot of nice stuff in it.
Yeah.
If you see a guy driving that and a guy driving one the other way, they don't look at each other like,
no.
Hey. You got it going on.
Right.
Yeah, it's only like these dicks.
Smaller clubs.
That's all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I do it. I don't do it every time. I only do it about two-thirds of the time.
Well, maybe you can join me in the other
I've never done it in my life. I've never done what you... But I don't have the kind that I think it's also...
I was not accusing you in any way here, Mike. It was just something I observed today. And I know you've
Mine's
seen it
before.
Mine's
not the kind that has the top that goes down. You know, it's... And I think it's... I think when guys are in that certain... level of Porsches, they feel like they're in a special club. You know, those are cars. There are different cars that have clubs that actually have, you know, you go to rallies and stuff like that, and you have, you know, old sports cars.
Hey, exactly
what it is.
Speaking of rallies, that's where Rob is today.
Yeah, he had to leave. He got excited about it.
That is a white power rally.
Right. The live version. Very live version.
Just in case you didn't get it the first 1,000 times. Also, and I believe you can join me in my hatred here. I know we've discussed this before.
Did the light ever turn green that you were at, incidentally?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
That's why obviously, you wouldn't be here. Well, he could have run the red light.
That's true.
Or I could have gone the other way. No, I did. Thank you. Yes. I know we've discussed him before. I know you hate him.
Mm-hmm.
But my hatred of Dane Cook is at a new level now because of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
But two things. First, the movie Good Luck Chuck. And second, the fact I'm not a huge baseball fan, but it turns me off to baseball.
Oh, me too.
When I see his doofus, good-looking face on TV.
Yeah, and I bet he's never even been to a game.
Wearing what I'm sure is a pre-washed, pre-worn T-shirt at just the right jaunty angle as he looks at the camera oh so cool and says, Spider-Man, Superman, you're not my heroes. My heroes are baseball players.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
And he's just so trendy.
And,
you know, he's right out of that part of the department store where you go by and say, oh, there's the trendy jeans and T-shirt of the week.
You know, maybe we've never really gotten deep into this. How did he – listen, I know he did stand-up.
Mm-hmm. Horrible stand-up. I actually watched – part of his stand-up special, and that's when I first got turned off on the guy. I said, this guy's not funny.
Right? As did I, but every time I turn on HBO, he's standing there with the same pair of jeans with the knees cut out of them, doing the same stupid jokes in the round,
mm-hmm.
you know, just saying penis every once in a while, and all I see are girls saying, oh, Dane Cook is so funny.
He's
Dane
so
Cook
funny
is
because
so great.
That's his whole thing. He does stand-up for chicks.
Yeah.
And I think any stand-up comedian that's worth his salt has to get up there and do stand-up for everybody. And you have to have you can't do both. You can't be a successful stand-up comedian and be the pretty boy. Because if you're the pretty boy, it's going to be a disaster.
I'm sure you're going to agree with me on this. I was thinking about this because hate is a strong word, an ugly word. He annoys me. Mike, I'm sure that you'll come to the same realization as I did. I gave myself the immediate test when I think of annoying, good-looking guy actors that just, generally speaking, go, yeah.
Right.
Who would you go see a movie with first, Matthew McConaughey or Dane Cook?
Matthew McConaughey.
Me too.
In a minute. And
me too.
And we are both members of
Don't we hate the hate Matthew McConaughey?
Yes, sure. He's just, in fact, Dane Cook has probably helped Matthew McConaughey's career.
Here's another
because
one.
Because Dane Cook is just so, I'd like to smack Dane
Here's
Cook
another
when
one.
I see him.
If you were going to go out for a night, just have drinks with the guys, who would you rather go out with, Dane Cook or Matthew McConaughey?
In a minute, Matthew McConaughey.
Now, you got
in fact, you're making me like Matthew McConaughey.
See, okay, let me put it in another circumstance.
He's a man's man, too. You see all that shirt-off time he was spending with Woody Harrelson at the beach?
But Matthew McConaughey is a tool. I mean, he's a jerk. We don't
hate him. But let me tell you, Matthew.
We don't like him.
I don't like him in his movies, and he's always that, hey, you know, he's got the six-pack walking around. Hey, look at my incredible body. Yeah, I'm Mr. Cool. But the fact is, Matthew McConaughey strikes me as more of a guy's guy than Dane Cook would be. Dane Cook would be, and then looking in the mirror and adjusting his unkempt hair just so.
Help me come up with somebody who's who's comparable
to Dane Cook?
To Dane Cook, who we have a level of dislike for you. Because I agree with you.
It's just hard.
There are some Matthew McConaughey movies that I like. I mean, even that one that we goof on all the time, L.A. Mm-hmm. Oh, L.A., L.A. Oh, Dr. Lecter.
Oh, hello, L.A.
That's not a bad movie. The movie Contact, it's not bad.
You know, when you're putting in the context of who do you like to go and hang out with, you know, Matthew McConaughey or Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, that's a good one.
See, because I think Seacrest might be more full of himself than
Ryan Seacrest would lose. I would rather go out with Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey is moving up the ladder here. But they'd both be in front of Dane Cook.
Yes.
There's something about, and really, this is not just us. This is a male feeling about Dane Cook. And in order to be a megastar, you have to have both the women and the men. You have to have both of them.
Then we've got to figure out how did the chicks take hold of the situation till we've gotten to the point where Dane Cook is a legitimate name.
Well, the thing is, I've heard about the movie getting mixed reviews right now, and Dane Cook's performance being shocker that he's watered down the movie a little bit. I mean, Jessica Alba, she's like the premier hottie right now. Yeah. Everybody wants to be with Jessica Alba, and he's going to this is a bad career choice on his part, because the fact that he's making a movie with her, he's going to be even more hated by the males in America now.
Yeah, because he's got that one. All I've seen is the ad.
And, you know, and all the
sitting
way.
He's sitting in the car, and she falls into the car, and she, like, falls right in her, right, her mouth falls right in his lap.
And you know what the premise is? It's like,
baby.
All the women that he bangs so many women. And as soon as he bangs them, they fall in love with somebody else because he's such a super
stunning. And you know what? See? Hold on a second. Before Dane Cook came around, we felt exactly that way about Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
I'm the world's most beautiful man. I can't help it that I'm so sexy. Everybody wants me.
Women can't keep their hands off
but
me.
You can,
here
you,
I am. But Matthew
compare
McConaughey.
Compare him to Dane Cook, and he's a prince.
But Matthew McConaughey never did stand-up comedy. You know, trying to be, hey, I'm so, there's a guy, that guy, Eric, I think it's Ike or Eric Bergenholtz, the guy on Mad TV.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
You know who I'm talking
about?
Yes. Who does a absolute fracturing impression of Dane Cook, where he turns around and he tells a joke, and then he turns around and he looks at the camera and he freezes and poses like this with his lips pursed, you know, doing that. I'm so pretty. He's just any guy that's – the thing about Matthew McConaughey before Dane Cook, he was so aware of his own prettiness. And that's the kind of guy I really hate.
Right.
You know, you want the man's man.
And if you're wondering, this is going to sound – gay, but everything on this show sounds gay.
Sure. Go ahead.
I don't care. You know an actor, a male actor who I believe chicks dig, and I'm not gonna say Clooney. What's his name? Matt Damon.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Now there's a guy,
the man's man.
You can go to a guy and say, hey, do you want to go to the Bourne, whatever it is? And a guy will go, yeah. And a chick will go,
right,
yes. And he's a good actor. He's in a lot of movies.
And when we interviewed him, you remember he was modest. He was kind of got our stuff that we were doing. He laughed, and he was sitting there sucking on a couple of Marlboro Reds. I thought he was a pretty cool guy.
Yeah, he was all right.
He was really, and he looks like the kind of guy you could legitimately hang out with.
Now, Tom Hanks, he's another huge movie star.
Right.
I get the feeling hanging around Tom Hanks would be like hanging around Rosie O'Donnell minus 200 pounds. You know, Tom Hanks like Rosie O'Donnell.
We're like
O'Donnell.
Hanging around your father.
Yeah, Rosie O'Donnell with a penis just... Everything, well, she's already got one. That's kind of a moot point. But, I mean, he's just one of those guys. Have you seen Tom Hanks recently when his opinion on everything is right because, hey, have you checked it out? He's Tom Hanks.
He's Tom.
I would venture to say you and I went out with Tom Hanks, and we would be sitting at a table, and one of us would say something slightly off color. And at that moment, Tom Hanks would look around and say something along the lines of, slow down, Tiger. Hey, hey, hey. And you know what I'd do at that moment? I'd blow the whole thing because I'd put a farmer's knot right in his lap. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, mister, too good for the table. See ya. And Tom Hanks wasn't always like that.
True.
It's when he became the moral authority of America.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
That's when he lost us.
When he put on the Burger King crown and started walking around like his opinion freaking mattered.
But you are talking about a guy right now, Dane Cook, that is, I think, an island unto himself, because everything I have heard about this guy, when you hear men talk about Dane Cook, he is so universally hated by the men of America.
Besides the fact that we've seen him on HBO and he's universally hated, do you know him for anything?
No. That's it. Stand-up, and then he just became – and then when I saw – you know, I'm such a big baseball fan. And when you're watching the ESPN game and you're watching it on high def, and then he comes on to tell me – how to be a baseball fan, and I want to reach into the screen and take his little beard stubble and pull him out one at a time. You know, hey, you're just so hip, and you are so the ladies' man, and you are such a dink. But the worst crime of all, he is not funny.
Yeah, the stand-up.
There's nothing about him that's funny.
The stand-up ain't funny.
Right.
Yeah.
It's all about, and his stand-up is kind of based on how women are, and like he knows because he's had so many.
A lot of the Dane Cook stuff is like recycled. So, well, all jokes are recycled, but it's that.
But I like my stand-up comedians not to get laid.
So I'm at a chick's house, like we just had sex, and I go in the bathroom and like, you open up underneath the sink, and it's like, whoa, there's Kotex there. Like, man, oh, God, I don't even want to think where that thing is. And there are people in the crowd going like, this is better than Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so funny.
His whole rap would be, hey, you guys can relate to this. How do you tell the girl it's just not going to work? You know, how do you keep two on the line at the same time? How does that work? I just don't understand.
So anyway. So there's this chick, and, you know, I'm sitting down, and she's going at it. And I say, hey, baby, watch the teeth. You know, it's like everybody in the crowd, the head goes back, the big Simpsons laugh.
Right, right.
All new.
I don't like a chick to touch my hair products. Is that so wrong? I don't like the girl to come into my bathroom afterwards and touch my hair products. Hey, oh, Dane.
Brilliant.
Dane the Stain. Dane the Stain, you are so funny. I hope the movie tanks. It's not going to, though.
I believe it will.
Do you think it will?
Oh, yes.
It's gotten a lot of PR.
It doesn't matter.
They've done the little PR tour.
There's a million more great movies that are out there right now that you could see instead of that, for goodness sake.
He's so out of control. He's so wild, and she's so hot.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. The premise of the movie, the way I understand it, she really wants him. And he can't do her because if he does her, she's going to fall in love with somebody else. Right. So the whole movie is Jessica Alba throwing herself at Dane Cook. All right, get me the feather right now so I can puke on the projection.
Isn't that kind of like, I know I'm nitpicking here, isn't that kind of like the Adam Sandler, Dirty Drew Barrymore movie where she loses her memory? I mean,
similar.
It's a cousin of that movie,
it's
right?
It's one of those fluffy cotton candy Hollywood remake crappy movies that you have there. It's just going to be a suck fest. It's not going to be fun at all.
It'd be okay if you had like Topher Grace,
Heath Ledger. Now I'm watching.
You know, one of the young guns. You know, an actor with some chops. I mean, even Tobey Maguire got
chops.
I love that role.
Hey, this role's got real chops, man. Real acting chops. I'm really looking forward to that.
Just any actor at all. When you hear him being interviewed, from the greatest to the worst, they're just so full of crap. Here's what my character is thinking. Please, what your character is thinking. You know what you did? You sat in front of a mirror and you said, okay, here's the script. Let me see if I got this down. Phone sex line. Kelly's phone sluts. Okay. Phone sex line. Kelly phone sluts. I got it. Roll tape. I've got my line.
My method. And then he goes on inside the actor's studio. From Mila Bakchu's five questions. What is your favorite sound? The sound of the silence in an audience. When they've been totally moved by something that's happened on the screen.
Well, when I created the character of Ricky Bobby.
Will Ferrell is our guest on Inside the Actor's Studio.
I was thinking of the Everyman. No, you know, that's a real one.
Yeah? He's been on Inside the Actor's Studio?
You've never seen that one? Have you ever heard Will Ferrell discuss his trilogy of real guy films?
Oh, no.
That it's Anchorman. Mm-hmm. That one, and what's his other
Rick, the Ballad of Ricky Bobby, Anchorman.
Ricky Bobby, Anchorman, and the figure skating one.
Oh.
Those are his three trilogies.
Is he doing the same thing that there's another? Well, Nicolas Cage got in the habit of doing that, where he said he's going to do two or three movies in this particular genre, then he's going to move to another genre. There are a lot of actors that play it like
that. He wasn't saying it like that. It was that he specifically had written these three movies about three different characters, coming of age, and it's like, hold on a second.
These are idiot movies.
Dude, yeah. Anchorman is brilliant, okay?
It is.
Absolutely, 100% brilliant. But you know why it's brilliant? It's brilliant because you say, F off, San Diego.
Right.
And because you walk around with a boner, and because Jack Black kills your dog.
And the first time he took his shirt off and showed us that stomach can opener scar that he has.
That's the magic of Will Ferrell. Uh-huh.
He takes his shirt off in every movie that he's in.
Yeah. Everyone.
And I mean, the gag really, can you, what is the movie where the with Leah Remini in it.
Old school.
In old school, can you really top old school once you've shown your body like that?
And isn't that the movie that kind of turned us around on Will Ferrell?
Yeah, I mean, it was actually...
Because he went all the way with it.
Went all the way, and then you see him in front of Napoleon Dynamite taking his shirt off, and it's watered down. It's completely watered down. Now, but Dane Cook, hey, you can take your shirt off anytime you want.
Yeah, you know, I say all of that, and meanwhile, I've seen all of those movies. Mm-hmm. I've seen all the Will Ferrell movies. I think he's a funny guy.
And, of course, he's got all the money in the world, too, because he comes from a wealthy family, you know.
His own dad.
His dad, Jack Kent. I'm terribly sorry. Hello. That was a tribute to a fallen comrade that's not in the studio today.
A burning, intensive desire.
Yes, JKC.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hi there.
Yeah, I'd rather grab with Dane Cook.
Than who?
Than Matthew McConaughey.
No, we're not talking about to have sex. We're talking about just to hang out like a man would hang out.
Well, same thing.
Yeah, I mean going to the bar and stuff. Dane Cook probably gets you laid with hotter chicks.
Yeah, but I mean, this is a hangout thing. I mean, because really, even if a guy's going to get you laid, you're going to spend time with a guy and you want to hang out with a guy and make it a pleasant experience.
Let's say you're going to be in that Viagra commercial where you're in a roadhouse and it's just guys.
And
sitting...
incidentally, Matthew McConaughey will get you laid faster than Dane Cook in a bar, in my humble opinion.
Yeah.
I think Matthew McConaughey still has the you know, women are going to go, ooh, 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 ooh.
And don't forget Buzz.
Yes.
He's always got that weed bongo thing going on.
Where he was, like, naked in his living room playing bongos and smoking weed.
Chicks dig that, too.
Yeah. Right. I'd like to throw Owen Wilson in the mix, fresh out of rehab. I bet he's a good guy to hang out with right now.
You know? I bet right now he's at its peak.
Absolutely. That's the little secret of Hollywood. Right after they come out, it's when they're the most nuts.
You say to Owen Wilson, you stop in traffic, you say, remember that scene in Bowfinger where Eddie Murphy runs through the traffic? You know how you get your life back? You do it, Owen. Do it right now with the crazy bandages over your head and over your nose.
You know, I think that's a good idea. I think I'm going to run out of the street and do it right now. You say you want me to run out on the Hollywood and Vine? I think I'll do that fresh out of rehab.
Hello?
That's the only Owen Wilson I can do when I pinch my nose.
Don and Mike, hello. What's up?
Matthew McConaughey. You guys were gay for wanting to go to a bar with Matthew McConaughey.
Well, now, wait a minute. You got to put it in context. No, we're talking about Dane Cook.
Dane Cook rules.
Oh, no.
Dane Cook rules your pants.
Maybe it's guys closer to 50 think that Dane Cook is not funny.
Oh, now wait a minute. If you're going to put it on an age thing,
I got to put it on an age thing.
No,
man,
you don't.
Because I love you guys and I love Dane Cook.
Why are you so gay for Dane Cook?
Because he's hot. No, wait.
Now hold on. Seriously, now, tell us why Dane Cook is funny.
His jokes are funny. I love his humor. I've seen things. His acting sucks.
All right, let me ask you this then. Let me ask you. Hold on. Hold it. Let me ask you. What percentage gay are you? I mean, because every man, wait a minute. Every man has a percentage of gay. What would you anticipate your percentage?
I got three guys. We're in a car right now. I got three guys. They could probably answer better than that. Guys, what percentage gay am I? What percentage gay am I?
Metro?
Zero? Chris says zero.
Zero. Oh my God, that's dangerous. That means you're gonna get.
You know what that means? What that means is you're really driving in the car with four gay guys. anytime you get guys together and they say 0.0,
they're gonna do you before the ride is over. and it's gonna be prison style.
Uh-huh.
That means you are not gonna be a willing participant.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. Let me tell you why Dane Cook's funny. His early stand-up of Comedy Central wasn't that funny. Vicious Circle is horrible. His acting's horrible. But his two comedy albums, Harmful, Swallowed, and Retaliation, you should check out.
Son, I think you should call the show when those braces come off.
Okay, I'll do that. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
We seem to have stirred up a little muddy current. And there seem to be Dane Cook lovers floating to the surface.
Who knew? I thought it was safe to hate that guy. Hello.
That's the best way to put it.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Hello. This is Carl.
Yes, Carl.
Hello, Carl.
This is Don. This is Mike. We're here.
How you guys doing? Did you guys see Dane Cook in a movie called Waiting?
I bet it. Was he hysterically funny and we missed it?
What did he say, Buzz?
I thought he said ass balls.
No, I just thought he said, oh, and hung up.
Yeah. I thought he said ass balls.
We seem to have
yeah
scratched a scab
like a nerve.
And leaking out now are Dane Cook lovers.
Well, no wonder. I mean, no wonder he's so popular. Listen to all the stupid people that think he's funny. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, gentlemen. Hey, Dane Cook's about as funny as Emo Phillips.
There we go. Now I'm starting to feel some sanity coming through.
And there might be a situation. I might take Dane Cook over. Is it the late Emo Phillips?
Is he? Did he pass?
I don't think so.
Did
think
Emo pass? No, I think he's still,
he's
with,
still
us.
With us.
I think Emo Phillips might be dead.
Well, I think you might
check.
Be right.
I'd be sad.
Just because you said it.
Case.
And just because we've interviewed him. We had him in studio, Emo Phillips. Yes, I would hang out. And I'm with you on that one. I would hang out with Dane Cook before Emo Phillips.
He's alive and touring.
Are you sure, Buzz?
Yes, yes, I am.
As a matter of fact, there are a lot of comedians that I might hang out with Dane Cook before I would hang out with them.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Mike. I'm surprised you didn't know this. You're going to love this. Dane Cook threw out the very first pitch on the Red Sox game against the Yankees on Saturday.
Was he a Yankee fan or a Red Sox fan?
He was a Red Sox fan.
Oh, God damn it, damn it. Damn. That's the reason.
What?
I was looking for the reason.
Oh.
That's the reason.
Oh, that's the reason it's gone from 14 to a
yes,
game and a half?
That's the reason. See, you bring a stain in. You let look, Ben Affleck was bad enough.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as you go further than Ben Affleck, and when I saw him, I thought they were for, I thought he was aligned with the Red Sox at first, and then I thought it was this generic baseball
promotion.
Hey,
huh?
It's October. It's October.
Hello.
I'm Dane Cook.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Leave Dane Cook alone.
Leave Britney alone.
Love him like he loves you.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
Right now.
Right now. Right now.
God, I hope he's not a Red Sox fan.
I believe he is, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, yeah, I got to agree with you guys. There's no age disconnect there. I'm 26. Dane Cook is pathetic.
Thank you, dude. Thank
Very
you.
Good. Very good.
My favorite pretty boy comic is Jim Norton.
I would go to eat with Jim Norton 1,000 times before I would, or go to a bar before I would go with what's his name with
Dane him. Cook.
Love Dane him. Cook.
He's just awful. I don't get it. I don't know what it is, but yeah.
Gallagher, I'd go with Gallagher before I would go with Dane Cook.
In a heartbeat, I'd hang out with Gallagher. I always wished I could. I'd try to get backstage.
What about Tony Danza?
Tony Danza, I would hang out with Tony Danza before Dane Cook.
Sure.
Yeah, in a minute.
Too. Yeah, me too, I guess.
Because Tony Danza plays that lovable, retro kind of, hey, I look back at all the stars. I liked Frank Sinatra. But I would venture to say when you got with Tony Danza,
hold on. Here's,
he'd be
got,
sitting there, look at that. Look at that piece of ass.
I got one for you.
All right.
I've got one for you.
Is this going to be a difficult decision?
Yes, it is.
All right. Mm.
You got to go out and have a couple of drinks.
Okay.
With either Dane Cook or Joe Piscopo.
Oh, Dane Cook.
Yeah.
Dane Cook,
yeah.
Okay. Easily.
You found one.
Joe Piscopo's kryptonite, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, I'd be laughing at Joe Piscopo. I wouldn't. I'd be embarrassed to be in a bar with Joe Piscopo.
Laughing.
You know, it's
him.
Not like, at least, and there is the fact that you have to acknowledge the fact that he is making current movies,
Who?
That he is Dane Cook.
Oh, I thought you meant Joe Piscopo.
Joe Piscopo. Joe Piscopo would be, I'd be embarrassed.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll go this far to say this with Joe Piscopo. If the situation presented itself in real life, you and I would both say, no, we're busy.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't want to be sitting there with
him. No, I'm just trying to think of more people. All right, here's another one for you. Rob Schneider or Dane Cook?
Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider.
Yeah. Rob Schneider's a party animal. I've partied with Rob Schneider before at that Maxim party in Florida.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
I saw him partying, and he seems like a good guy. Bobcat Goldthwait or Dane Cook? As they are today.
That is tough.
Maybe Dane Cook.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Coin toss.
Hello.
God.
Something tells me that Bob Goldthwait, if you sat down, he might pull out like a homemade knife, like a shiv.
Yeah, he's just not going for it as well.
Like you're
me
in prison.
Yeah. You're talking horse movie. Yeah.
You bastard!
So tired of this act.
Where's my hot tab?
Yeah, man, it's guys like Dane Cook knock me off the venue.
Where's my room temperature tab?
Jeez, I'm just not happening anymore.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. What's up?
Hi there.
Wasn't he caught, like, stealing material?
Who?
Carlos Mencia, Dane Cook.
No, Dane Cook didn't have anything to do with the Carlos Mencia thing. Nothing. I mean, I'd love to say yes, but I, as far as I know, Dane Cook doesn't have nothing to do with that.
Yeah, there's some controversy with that guy. Is it Joe Rogan, the Fear Factor host, right, who says people steal material or something going on?
Supposedly, Dane Cook has stolen material from Louis C.K.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Okay.
Look at that. That's another reason to hate him, then. Mm-hmm. See, how can you people like him? Mm-hmm. Look at that. He's the Bill Belichick of comedy.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
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 You're on the air.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's just fantastic.
Mike, I want you to say hi to my friend, 5-second pause guy.
Yeah. Breathe through your mouth and speak, please.
I just want to say I'm a slight Dane Cook fan, but I will admit he takes jokes way too far most of the time.
Yes, he takes those jokes
too
far.
He takes them too far. That's right, because he's a rebel. Oh. He's a rebel, isn't he?
He goes way over the line. Indeed. All right. So you're a Stain wannabe, then?
Yep.
Yeah.
Very good. I think we're getting a picture of the Dane Cook fan.
I think we are.
Accurately.
McLovin. That's your average Dane Cook fan. McLovin. Your name is McLovin? You should go see Superbad. That movie is so effing great. So effing great.
Superbad. Finally saw Hollywoodland. Finally got that knocked out.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Oh, Clooney's in that, and so is Ben Affleck.
Yeah, very wonderful movie.
Good movie about the dead Superman, the first dead Superman.
And Adrian Brody and his nose.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello there.
Hi there.
Hi, I'm used to book comedy clubs, and I think Dane Cook is a hack.
Now, why do you think he's a hack? I like this. Why do you think he's a hack?
Well, I have to respect him as a comedian because he made his popularity on his own, but like he stole his act from like Pablo Francisco and people like that. He should give them royalties.
All right, really, so he does have a reputation as a thief.
I've never seen him do anything that I would even remotely think is any. Well, maybe other people did it funnier.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
I bet you're right.
Yeah, he's
right.
Known.
I mean, anybody can sit around and go, wah, 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 wah. That's it.
Okay, all right.
And it's materialized. Its delivery is okay.
But the ladies liked him, right? The ladies liked him?
Hey, he's a good-looking guy, that's about it. But I think he likes bats for the other team, you know?
Oh.
Well, I've never heard that about him. I'd love to spread that one around.
Why can't we start it right here? The Dane Cook is gay rumor.
Yeah, he's a salad tosser.
He's a salad tosser. There you go. Thank you, my friend.
That's why that car full of guys in the convertible, driving along in the pink convertible. That's why they liked
it.
That's
right.
Dane Cook's a homo. Word.
That's what I heard. See you later. Bye-bye. We got to do a break here. When we come back, we'll pick the pros.
Yay.
As we do on every Friday, and we'll be joined by King George. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Thank you.